Proclamation number 6347 of 5th of September, 1955. Serious admonitions. Your days are numbered while you still walk the earth. These words do not frighten you humans because you do not believe them. Nevertheless, you should hear them again and again so that you cannot say that you have remained unwarned. From many sides such admonitions will touch you, which is why again and again your thoughts could deal with them. Yet you will certainly not change your thinking and your nature. What you do is up to you, but you must answer for your actions, precisely because you have not remained without warning. Your Father in heaven will not let you run into ruin without warning, otherwise his love for you would be limited. But you don't want to acknowledge a loving God, and that is your undoing. You don't find a connection between the Creator and his living creations. You deny a God who is love in himself. Otherwise it would be completely understandable to you that this God sends you admonitions and warnings precisely because you are his living creations, which he did not arbitrarily create and arbitrarily let pass away again, but whose sole purpose is to return to him. The fact that you humans don't want to believe is the greatest evil, for then you will be open to all reproaches. You won't listen to the voice of him whom you don't want to acknowledge. And faith cannot be forcibly imparted to you. It can only awaken to life in you through loving activity. Therefore you humans must only ever be called to live a life of love. You are also able to do this without faith. But you will soon gain faith in a God and Father of eternity who rules the world and also holds your fate in his hands. Every person can practice love because he is given ample opportunity to do so. But the willingness to love is the human being's own instinct, which is not determined by anything. You all don't have much time left to work in love. But you should eagerly make use of this short time which is still granted to you, and you will not regret it. You should give love to all your fellow human beings, and very soon it would no longer seem improbable to you that you are facing the end. For through love your faith becomes alive. And through love your thinking is clarified and rightly directed. Therefore, even if you think you cannot believe, consciously work on your soul so that you always endeavor to do good to your fellow human being, to please and delight him, to selflessly give him help when he is in need. Do everything for your fellow human beings for which you would be grateful if you were in the same need. And what is now proclaimed to you as truth will be ever more credible to you, that you are close to the end. God only wants to help you attain maturity of soul, and he wants to protect you from a dreadful fate, which, however, is destined for you if you ignore all admonitions and warnings from his side, if you don't believe. Everything is possible for him, but not to give you bliss against your will as long as you dwell in darkness. Amen.